Glory to God forever. Jesus Christ is alive. He is Lord. Amen. You are on the earth. You were created to fellowship with God forever. Amen. Those who are fortunate enough to find Jesus Christ on the earth, if when they go to heaven, they will fellowship with God forever. Amen. In the glory of the Lord. In His presence forever. The presence of God Almighty, who created us for Himself. That presence of Jesus is available on the earth, though very few find His presence. Jesus talked about the few in three places, at least. He said, few enter by the narrow gate that leads to life. He said, many are called, few are chosen. And He said, the harvest is plentiful, the laborers are few. Very few find His presence. That answers the question. Someone may say, you're saying this is so He's glorious and incredible. Well, I don't see that. Someone may object and say, I don't see that on the earth. Where is that? If I look at Christianity, most people, when they see Christianity, they and Catholicism, it's dead religion. It's broken people. People who have just as many problems as anyone else. Okay, and that's because very few find His glory on the earth, though He is available. But I want to give some messages about the fact that it's only in that second and third phase of walking with the Holy Spirit that we can begin to experience His glory. His majesty, His beauty, on the glorious splendor of Your majesty, and on Your wondrous works will I meditate. God created mankind to fellowship with him and her with forever. Amen. Amen. I want to continue to just say this. I didn't even know this. I grew up a Christian from a young age, and I never really knew. I never even knew that this was even available, that He was glorious. Isn't that amazing? And forget about me, okay? But that's what most people, I mean, I'd say it's 97-98% of people in the world, and even Christians. Maybe for Christians, it's maybe 85-90%, but they just haven't begun that relationship with the Holy Spirit. And so they see, what they see is, you know, it's like night and day. I mean, before we find the Holy Spirit, we're thinking, oh, I've got to do this. I've got to try to serve God, and I've got to try to do all I can and sacrifice and deny myself and try. Maybe I can live up to, maybe I can make it to heaven. Maybe I can qualify. Well, when we find the Holy Spirit, we realize everything changes. It's not what I can do. I die, and it's Jesus Christ living in and through me. Amen. Okay, practically, the anointing. The presence of Jesus is with us when we receive Him the presence of Jesus is available, and then when it overflows into the power of God, and the Spirit of God comes upon us. You know, Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." There's a mystery about this. We can try to explain it, but really it's a mystery. It's too glorious for us to put into words. The glory of the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. Amen. Blessings to you. Please send us your prayer requests. Hello@wonderreality.org. And please go to our website. Thanks.